Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Scores of mainline publications are reporting the G20 will be meeting secretly, not just in their public press conferences, today and tomorrow in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to discuss the end of the dollar. Dollar under scrutiny at G20 summit, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, French news agency AFP. Another headline here out of the Huffington Post, secret White House letter to G20. Another headline here out of the London Telegraph, HSBC bids farewell to dollar supremacy. The sun is setting on the U.S. dollar at the ultra-loose monetary policy of the U.S. Federal Reserve forced China and vibrant economies of the emerging world to forge a new global currency order, according to a new report by one of the biggest banks in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what it's going to mean when they take away the dollar? We don't have any industry left to speak of. We're only a service economy. All the crud we buy from foreign nations as bad as our standard of living has fallen. Do you know what's going to happen when they kill the dollar incrementally over the next few years? Do you know what's going to happen? We're going to be like Argentina. All the top economists are saying it. You know what this means for our country? And the establishment planned all this, just like you heard the congressman earlier saying the banks are doing this by design to consolidate power. That's Congressman Grayson, Harvard-educated lawyer and economist. We got another economist, Dr. Ron Paul, joining us, coming up in 30 minutes. I mean, do you know what all of this means? Do you know it's all happening? The world government is now forming, and I send my three reporters. I send them there to try to go talk to the Army's press secretary, which is normal and customary. And they say, get out of here, we're not going to talk to you. And then they call a false report into the police saying they were out there sneaking around the perimeter, wouldn't give them ID, and ran. Total lie. I was on the phone with them trying to give the phone to the military. This is how America operates. They just lie out of hand. It's like the New York police on video in Truth Rising with Luke Radowski coming up saying, stop protesting. I don't care if you have a permit or allowed to be here. We're going to say your backpack's a bomb and your camera's a gun. And they call uniformed cops over, and the cops grab the camera and say, we're detaining you for this being a gun, and laugh at them. On video. They didn't even erase it. They don't care if they're on video framing people. I mean, God help us, ladies and gentlemen. They train the police how to lie. They train the military now how to engage the American people and how to lie and how to frame people out of hand. We have a red alert up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, a hurried report I wrote last night at about midnight. And then we then added the email for my guys from their Pittsburgh, PA hotel room at the bottom. Red alert, military attempts to frame Infowars reporters for terrorism at G20 summit. I'm going to cover this in detail when we come back. But heaven help us with what this nation has turned into. Heaven help this country. And I am just so overwhelmed by all of this, I can hardly even sit here on the radio. It's so overwhelming. It's almost abnormal to even sit here and calmly talk about it. It's just mind blowing that this many people in government engage in pure evil and false witness like it's nothing. Like it's nothing. Don't you understand that laws and freedom and liberty protects you? Don't you understand that when you start going along with evil, your society turns into hell overnight and your children have no future? They have bathed us in evil and corruption. We are becoming a totally wicked system. We're rotting like a fish from the head down. We're going to come back and break down all of this and a lot of other key news on the economy and world government openly being announced. They're killing the dollar right now, and the military's busy trying to frame good Americans.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming quite fashionable to attack the Federal Reserve, Sarah Palin on her trip to Hong Kong did. You see, we've now identified the real government. And Republicans and Democrats, the leadership, are nothing but pawns they play, a projection they put up in our face to distract us and divert us from the real actions in the true halls of power that are taking place. And that's why the Federal Reserve has trained the military and police and put out DHS and state reports saying that if you criticize the Federal Reserve, you're a terrorist. That's why the Defense Department and the Justice Department, mainstream news from a month ago, have put out reports saying all protest is a form of, quote, low-level terrorism. And they teach the military and the police to cross-train together all over the country that anybody protesting is a terrorist. And then in Seattle in 99, in Denver in 2008, in Canada in 2008, in Ottawa, there's many other examples. In England at the G20 this year, it came out mainstream news that the police dressed up like anarchists, knocked out windows, attacked other police officers that didn't even know what was happening. The commanders did, and ordered the police, the riot police, to stand down while bottles and rocks are hitting them. And while police dressed up like anarchists run up and hit them on the head with rocks. Now, when you watch these videos, we're always able to point out that they're fake, that it's staged, and then later it comes out that it's staged in the mainstream news, in the Toronto Star, in the Denver Post, in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, in the Seattle Times. These are all mainstream news articles. But I can always watch the video before it comes out two or three weeks later that Royal Mounted Police apologize and are investigating who ordered their police to dress up like anarchists and attack other police. Denver Police Department is investigating who ordered their police to dress up like anarchists and attack other police. Yeah, right, investigating themselves. But I was able to look at the video in Ottawa and go, look, the anarchists are all wearing police boots with the same yellow logo on the heel. These are big guys. These aren't little anarchist meth heads, the real ones. I'm not saying you're all like that, but you know what I'm talking about. Anybody who's been out at these protests, zit-faced meth heads. These are big guys, and they're running up and hitting. You know, it's like pro wrestling. They put on a big show that they're hitting them hard, but the hand slows down right when they hit the cop on the head with the rock on the riot helmet. It's like watching Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant when they're fake stomping each other in the face. It's totally fake. And I go, okay, those are all big guys, big cops, same boots, and they're not really hitting those police hard. Now, in Seattle, they actually broke a cop's nose with a bottle because that was the army was running that. They had very hardcore operators doing that. And the cops were, like, getting really mad, saying, why can't we defend ourselves? And the commanders were like, stand down, stand down. And the police are in my film Police State 2, The Takeover, going, yeah, we were ordered to stand there and watch as they looted Nike Town and attacked us. And it came out that it was feds. When it's cops attacking cops, it's like pro wrestling. And you'll see the cops when they're getting kicked or hit, like, putting their hands out, like, why are you doing this? You know, in the universal sign language for questioning. And we confirmed in Denver ourselves, and we said on air we had suspicions, that we talked to a bunch of media. Media at like 6 a.m. at this square right by the Capitol, different radio stations that were interviewing us, local talk. We would go down there at 8, 9 o'clock different mornings and be interviewed by them. That was kind of the center of the protest. And I was told by local news reporters, they said, yeah, no, we saw Marines get out of their car, get out of white vans, and change clothes in the vans, in and out of the vans, and then run off and join anarchists. And then Luke Radowski was another protest. We were in the RV driving around and missed it. But he said, yeah, it looked like it was fake. These big guys dressed like anarchists were coming up, yelling and screaming, hitting cops, and pushing police, and that ended up being on Fox News the day before the official Democratic National Convention started for 4 days. That was on the Monday. Or was it a Sunday? I forget. And we said it looked like it was provocateur watching Fox News of the video and then looking at Luke's video. But we couldn't prove it. Because the anarchists will attack and then slip behind a police line and the cops stop you. But then it came out that was staged, that first event. To show the demonstrators as violent and bad, to set the precedent to say, well, that's why we got 2,500 troops. You know, that's why we got tens of thousands of police. And we've got our teams on the ground, three people split up, surveilling the anarchists, surveilling the Incredible Hulk anarchists, as I call them, the cops dressed up. And I know that there's over 60-plus activists from the different change groups and 9/11 truth groups. When I say 60, that's a conservative number. That are there on the ground, in hotels, in condo balconies, on the street, in taxis, in buses. And I've told everybody, just when you see anarchists bust out a window or do something, don't point your cameras directly at them. I mean, film them while they're doing it, and then quietly follow them. Because you will follow them back to a police station or back to a foundation-funded, bivouacked warehouse or facility, and then we've got them. And we're now starting to catch them because we know their tactics. And I called the police department in Pittsburgh last night, and I told them, I said, I know you're involved in this, and they were kind of shooken up by it. And I said, we are surveilling you for criminal activity. So it kind of defeats our purpose. If we were really trying to bust them, we wouldn't let them know we're watching. But we don't want them to be able to demonize the protesters. And so we do things moral. We let them know we're coming. We let them know we're coming, what we're going to be doing. And we just stand in the light and trust in God. And I want you to pray for Jason Burmes, Rob Dew, and Jason Douglas that are on the ground from the InfoWars team there and all the We Are Change people and everybody else that are in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for the G20 as open world government and the end of the dollar is being announced in mainstream newspapers. I just read the headlines earlier. I'm going to go back through those articles in a little while. We're 15 minutes away from Ron Paul. He may move the interview, though, because they're in a vote right now. So we need to double check that if he's still voting. Okay, here is the really big news of the day. Red alert, military attempts to frame InfoWars reporters for terrorism at G20 summit. I got a call about 10 p.m. last night from Jason Douglas. He said, I just got called by a guy saying he was with the Army and FBI. Well, first they called and said they were with Alamo Rental and that the car's brakes were out. That's got to break laws, the police to call up and say they're with another company. You know, they got the license plate, found out where it was, called, got the cell phone on the rent car, call up and say, hi, I'm with Alamo Rental. My name's Tom Watson. That's the police officer admitted he did this, the investigator. And we'd like you to bring that car back over here, and we'll give you 2 free days, but the brakes are out. And then Douglas said, well, they've already cordoned off the downtown area, which they just locked down right as they got back through it. And he said, I'll have to bring it in tomorrow. And the guy just changed and said, look, you're in a terrorist database now. You're never going to get off the list. We know you're a terrorist. And Douglas said he couldn't talk. He was like, excuse me? What? Because Douglas had told him, oh, no, we're with InfoWars.com, and we're here covering the G20, and we can't get out of the cordon. He told him that. And the guy just shifted gears and said, well, we put you on a terror database. You're never getting off of it. Started laughing with pleasure at the false witness and the setup and everything that was happening, according to Douglas. And I called the guy. He admitted to a lot of it, but didn't admit to all of it. And I'll give you his side of the story. And he said, well, you ran from the military. You were caught sneaking around the perimeter. Well, they drove up to the front gate, said, we'd like to speak to your public information officer. We'd like to interview him or find out when we can interview him tomorrow. That's standard procedure. They said, we don't believe you're real media, even though they gave him the InfoWars press passes, which, of course, were media. They said, we want to talk to your boss in Austin. So they call. Then the public relations officer comes over, starts laughing. I hear this on the cell phone, being very rude, very arrogant. No, maybe come back tomorrow. We'll talk to you. You know, you need to get out of here. You're not real media. No, I don't want to talk to him. Douglas is not Douglas. Dude's like, but you wanted him. You know, here, this is who we are. Then the guy's like, yeah, I actually went and called the number on that website. Nobody answered. You're not, you know, just go ahead and get on out of here. Maybe you can come back tomorrow. So they get in the car and leave. And I talk to them as they get in the car and say, okay, well, I guess go show video of them setting up the cordons and, you know, go out and interview the military tomorrow, which they've now been able to do on the streets. That's coming up in the last hour. They're going to report live from the G20. So complete lie by the police and the military saying they were sneaking around the perimeter, videotaping. They ran from them. I mean, just total lie. But see, that's the psychology. If they have to lie about you to then make it psychologically okay for them to then abuse you. And I said, well, why did you pose as an Alamo agent? He said, oh, well, it's completely legal for me to do a ruse in a terrorism investigation. And I said, terrorism investigation? I said, did you tell them they're in a terror database for life? Well, I did say I'd forward it to the FBI, and there is a terrorism investigation now. So, but you're not going to be on the list for life. And he was kind of laughing about it. And it was just so bizarre that they don't even think of us as human beings. It's like New York in Truth Rising, the video. The police come over and say, we know you're not a terrorist, but we're going to say you're a terrorist and arrest you. You're not allowed to protest. I don't care if you have a permit. And they grab their backpack and camera and say, this is a gun and a bomb. On video. They don't even care. They think it's normal to commit these hardcore crimes right out in the open. And so if they'll frame you on video and say, I know you're innocent, but I'm now going to frame you, and then they don't get in trouble, what else will they do? But think of the 1984 aspect of just them enjoyably saying, ha ha, I'm going to put you on a terror list. I'm going to put you on the Jew roundup list like Nazi Germany. I'm going to put you on the communist list. Then you can't fly. Now they're saying if you're on a no-fly list or the terror list, you won't be able to buy a gun, get credit. And so we're going to check, and if Douglas ever has a problem, I'm going to sue the police officer, and I'm going to sue the FBI. And I promise I'm going to do that. We have to. We have to stand up against these people. We're human beings. But see, no judge, no jury. They just drop you into a bottomless pit of a secret list. I'm going to go over more of this when we come back and some of the other facets. But in America, you try to go talk to a public relations officer, you try to go out and interview the military, you go out on the streets of Pennsylvania, and you are a terrorist because the Justice Department has said Just Google the term. Justice Department memo calls all protests low-level terrorism. No, you are the terrorist.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we defend the Republic. We wage war on corruption with a mighty weapon of truth. We crash the lies and disinformation. Congressman Ron Paul coming up later in the hour as we cover the world government takeover happening in plain view. But notice the establishment for decades said there's no world government, no plan to have a bank of the world. The Federal Reserve is not private. Everything is fine. We're not going to put troops on the streets. It's all conspiracy theory as they slowly built the infrastructure of control. And then now they're openly announcing it, but the general public's been conditioned to not be able to talk about it because that's weird. You know, you don't talk about a foreign corporate takeover because that doesn't exist. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all over the news. And they're now trying to push mandatory swine flu shots on the firefighters and police. You guys think they let you carry out all these crimes and violations of the Constitution against the people, but you're not going to be hurt? You are the people they hate more than anyone. They fear their enforcers. Throughout history, tyrannical and despotic and oppressive systems in phases purge you and attack you and push you more than they do any other group. You're under some very black wings. I mean, you think the system you're under is nuzzling you and suckling you and loving you. It's doing the opposite. And I pray you'll get your head screwed on straight. But let it sink in for everybody just how off the charts hardcore it is to have the military and the police putting 1,200,000, and I brought this up to the police officer over the phone. He goes, yeah, I know. And that was a year ago, almost a year ago, 10 months ago, 11 months ago. It's been secret since then, but they were adding 25,000 people a month. Remember 2 years ago, the Denver Post reported that the head federal marshal, air marshal, over the Denver sector that's over several states said that they're protesting, that they're ordered to have a quota. Just Google, air marshals say they have a quota on watch list, and they say children taking photographs in the airport, families laughing, people ordering vegetarian meals, they're ordered to put them on a terror list for life. A secret list, no way to get off of it, no way to know why you were put on it. And then they just set the precedent that millions and millions of innocent people are on it, but that it's for your own good, and then they put you and your families through the naked body scanners and record the child porn images and the images of your wife and you onto their government computers. Now they have a biometric image of a 360 of your body. And it's pure terrorism, psychological terror, to openly say, don't criticize the government, don't get involved, don't protest the Fed, don't go to tea parties, or you'll be put on a list to try to chill Americans. Let me tell you something. If we give in to this chilling effect, if we let the system have their way and set the precedent that they can, outside of any court, outside of any judge, in a secret system, put millions of people who are innocent on a list, including children. That's in the Obama deception, a four-year-old boy on it. You can't get off, and that's the end of it. Mainstream news. And they laugh about it. It's funny. And then they say, you better not criticize anything we're doing in this corporate takeover, or we'll put you on a list. And now they're saying, if you're on the list, you can't buy guns. No judge, no jury. That's the no-fly, no-buy law. And the attorney general's saying, even if they don't pass the law, he's just going to implement it regulatory. Just like they have a regulation for $15 million fines if you sell recalled items over a decade old at any garage sale or flea market or bazaar or market. I mean, they're going after the Amish and farmers and ranchers selling cows themselves, selling eggs, selling squash or watermelon in the cases we've seen, or cheese. They're just going crazy on us with classical tyranny. We know what this is. And they say, we're going to put you on a secret list. And now they say, we're going to take your blood at checkpoints without a warrant. And they go, yeah, we're using the Patriot Act, breaking in your home secretly for marijuana cases, and Child Protective Services in Texas tried to pass a law, and we narrowly defeated it, where they would take your kids without even a judge's order, with no probable cause, without even telling you they took them, and your medical records without a warrant. I mean, this is hardcore tyranny. And then they intimidate you and say, sit down and take it or we'll put you on a list. If we give into this, everybody goes on the list. They're saying if you have bad credit now, you're going to go on the list. That's mainstream news. They're going to make us all terrorists. That's what this is for. That's what the DHS report states. That's what the Patriot Act, Section 802 states. Any misdemeanor, you're a terrorist. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is hardcore. This is the New World Order. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. I'm begging all of you to stand up and speak out and don't let this chilling effect work, or they've won. They need to be brought to justice for the crimes they're committing. They need to be arrested for this terror list.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on this Thursday, September 24, 2009 edition is Congressman Ron Paul, live from Congress. Just got done with a vote. We just interviewed Congressman Grayson in the last hour. Great to have him on the team fighting the private Fed. Congressman, it is great to have you, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you again.
I want to get in the final segment into your book coming out in the Fed, but first, I've got the Times of London, the London Telegraph, AFP, dollar under scrutiny at G20 summit. HSBC bids farewell to dollar supremacy. They say the world is now going to move away from the dollar. They're announcing global governments. President Kloss, your friend, you've been over there to speak as a guest of the government, is saying this is global government at the UN yesterday. So people are waking up, but now the establishment is making its move. Can you speak to what's happening with the dollar?
Well, the dollar, of course, today bounced up a little bit, but that's just temporary because of some announcements. But the dollar is in bad trouble, and they know it. And a lot of people ask me exactly what's going on in the G20 meetings, and, of course, there are a lot of announcements. But I think the really big stuff that goes on at these meetings is behind the scenes, and there are no announcements. My guess would be that behind the scenes, they are really, really making the plans for what's going to replace the dollar reserve standard, because they're sick and tired of us getting a free ride. We get to print the money and get to spend it, and they're supposed to hang on to it as if it were gold. So, but they're planning on something else, but they have a job. in front of them, because it's not easy creating another fiat currency. Usually when a government ruins a currency, they go back to something more sound and back their currency or make gold, silver, legal tender. They don't want to do that. That's why I suspect they'll move in the direction of just a new world order. And I hear, and I've heard Obama recently use that term again. They got to have a new world order. And they've been working on that for a long time. And I'm sure they're not worried all that much about a crisis coming, and they might look at it as an opportunity, you know, for promoting their cause. And that's what we should be concerned about.
Well, that's what Congressman Grayson said last hour with us, is that the banks, he believes, have engineered this to create a crisis to vertically integrate society, and then they offer the solution as this new bank of the world that will fund itself off carbon taxes and Tobin taxes. Al Gore's called for that. Gordon Brown this week, as you know, has called for a new world order under the Tobin tax, and that they're just going to have regional cashless systems with the big bank reserves already going to a cashless system, and then all the nation state currencies will still be there, but they'll be globally standardized.
Yeah, but what we have going for us is that their system can't work. It's just sort of like worrying about the Soviet Union. We worried about it for a long time and had to be, and they were very powerful. But even Mises, long time ago, predicted it won't last. The system doesn't work. So what they're proposing really doesn't work. It's sort of like what they did, the IMF and our Treasury did in the 60s and early 70s. We're going to print money, and it's going to be worth $35 an ounce and, you know, guaranteed it. Well, the market overwhelms, so we should be concerned. We should fight it. We should expose them, and we should do our very best. But ultimately, the markets will rule. The biggest threat is probably the political threat, that how much are they going to crack down on us? How far are they going to go? And can we ever regain you know, the influence on the government, where their job is to protect us and protect our liberty rather than serving the special interest? That, to me, is really the bottom line.
Congressman, the Federal Reserve, as you know, has hired the top Enron lobbyist firm to come in the last 3 months and demonize the End the Fed protest. It's come out in the Baltimore Sun that the Army is surveilling the End the Fed protest, and that all protest is now being considered low-level terrorism. They're trying to demonize us that way. They've also told Congress, as you know, that, oh, you're not allowed under the Constitution to get involved in what the Federal Reserve does, even though it's in the Constitution that the Congress control the issuance of currency and credit and set the monetary policy. So isn't that the ultimate big lie, to say that this thing that didn't come along until 1913, this private banking consortium, can tell Congress you're not allowed to be involved in what we do?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how long they've gotten away with it, but we're getting the American people informed well enough that 75% of the people now, when they're polled, agree with us. I think it's interesting. I can give you a little tidbit about tomorrow, and maybe Alan told you the same thing. But, you know, we're having hearings tomorrow on 1207, and Barney Frank has fulfilled his promise to me. And he gave me one witness, and they were going to have two panels. Ordinarily, the majority has two witnesses against one, you know, 2-1. But then they have a government panel, which has to represent the body that we're addressing, which is the Federal Reserve. They were supposed to have three people testifying. Only one has agreed to come. On the second panel, when there were going to be two in opposition to 1207 and my one pick, those two canceled out, too. So they're down to one person that came to testify against the 1207. And I suspect it may well be that they don't want to even be out there, you know, really chopping at the bit. They might work behind the scenes behind us, but they're not interested in taking us on in a public forum.
They don't want to give any attention to it. They think it may be covered by the news networks.
Yeah.
If Bernanke or somebody like that is there, but it's too late. As you've said many times, the momentum is now beginning to shift. The people are like, why can't we audit the Fed? They're realizing that the real power structure, the real government, is the private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve. And I meant to get to this issue of the hearings. Can you talk about what's going to happen tomorrow and then how you see the process unfolding in the months and years to come in bringing this corporate private banking dictatorship to heel?
Well, I think tomorrow's hearings will be pretty bland. That would be my guess. Probably not much media. But we'll get a recording of it. And Tom Woods, the good economist and historian from the Mises Institute, he'll be testifying for us. he will have a very good statement, and he's a very bright person that knows, you know, how to handle a debate like this. Barney Frank will probably be not antagonistic nor derogatory toward the bill, and he will try to publicly pacify the people who are concerned and worried about it. But I don't think it'll be big news tomorrow, but it's big news among our circles because we have gotten them to a point where many others who have tried over the many, many decades and have never gotten this far. Just think, you know, Henry Royce, Wright Patman, and Henry Gonzalez, all coming from a liberal populist viewpoint, have always, and they were chairman of the banking committees, and they never got this far on auditing the Fed. So we are making progress, but it also might be a sign of how bad things are to wake up the American people to finally say, hey, what is this all about? What about this Fed? So I think it's the crisis that we're in, as well as the time has come around, and I think our communications are so much better with radio talk shows like this, as well as the Internet. This has really spread a message among people. Today, I just walked out of my office. I was visiting with one of my constituents, and I had a young guy came out of his college. He said he was from Arizona, and his biggest issue was the Federal Reserve. And I think my constituent looked at him and said, wow, you know, he was so impressive. Some college kid from Arizona State came up, and he was fascinated, you know, with the Federal Reserve. So we are making progress.
Is this the beginning of game over for the Federal Reserve? Because once they're identified as the true shadow government, the financial oligarchy, as long as they can operate in the shadows and pose as a federal agency, they were invincible. But once the curtain drops on the little man who we thought was the big, powerful Wizard of Oz, once the illusion is shattered, which is now happening, it begins the process of their fall.
I think it might be beginning, but I don't think we're very far along because I don't think they have yet begun to fight. I mean, they are going to be tenacious. Look at what they've done with the lawsuits under the Freedom of Information Act. They are resisting. They're fighting it. Those court cases are going to go on for years. They're going to fight this. They're going to resist and argue about turning over records. So it's not going to be real easy. I think what will happen when you have a dramatic change will be when the dollar quits working. I just think they're going to fight us tooth and nail, and it's going to be very, very difficult. They'll find the ways to further imprison people who demand that they use silver and gold. So I just think that it'll be runaway inflation, high interest rates, where the American people will say, yeah, I think we were told about this Federal Reserve, and we need to do more. And then they'll lose all credibility. And besides, printing the money won't help that much. The more they print, the worse it'll be. Right now, they printed a lot of money to try to patch the system together. And in some ways, they have patched it together, but they dumped all the bad assets on the taxpayer. You can't have a wealthy country by doing that. That has to have bad results. But when the dollar collapses, there's nowhere else to go.
Congressman, I don't even pretend to know what's best to suggest you do tomorrow in these hearings, but I know you're a very polite, focused, intelligent, scholarly person. I would just encourage you to call him out and to be as aggressive as possible because that more firmly cements you as the leader, and I think you're the man for the job against these people. And I would also hope that you would entertain, and perhaps I would ask now what your opinion is of this, to bring up the conflict of interest issue, that you have this revolving door between Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and the governors of the private Fed like Geithner, Paulson, Bernanke, the campaign contributions to both parties, of course, Barack Obama getting four times the Goldman Sachs money, almost five times that John McCain got. I really think if you just discredit them out of the gates, that's the one thing that I've noticed in these hearings, and I've watched scores of them. I know you've been in scores of them. I watch them at night when I get home. I record it, hours of it, and that seems to be the cross or the holy water to the vampires, just to call these people out that they're the ones that changed the regulations, they're the ones that created the derivatives, they're the ones that are a revolving door in their robbing the bank.
Well, there'll be a limit to how much of that I can do because I'll have a 5-minute opening statement and 5 minutes to quiz the individuals. but they're not sending the people that would that you could really hit on those questions. They're sending the general counsel. Now, he's going to be a legal guy. He's going to explain the law and that sort of thing. They're going to hide behind the technicalities of the law. But I think your suggestions are good. We should call on them, but I will have to decide tomorrow exactly how I'm going to hit them and what the atmosphere is like.
Sure, we don't want to let the cat out of the bag or let them know our plan of attack to defend the Republic. But clearly, if you say, sir, because obviously you're going to be asking him questions for a future hearing, can you go back and ask him how the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve gives itself waivers to allow them to give money to institutions they own stock in?
Yeah. Well, that's a... It should be shocking, but unfortunately, that's about the way they run everything. They're always, you know, skirting the law. It's only the people who have to, if they have any infraction on not obeying an illegal law or disobeying or obeying the Constitution, then the roof comes down on us. But for them, that's, just routine activities. But they should be called on it, and that's exactly where the American people are waking up. They're sick and tired of hearing it. And the more they hear it, the better.
Congressman, looking at this, just a pep talk to the people, not that they need much of one. Folks are seeing victory. They're smelling blood. They know that the Federal Reserve, the private cartel, isn't invincible. But Congressman Grayson pointed out in the last hour, you in 1983 first introduced this audit the Fed bill. And then now here we are 25, 26 years later, and even though it may take a few more years to really have victory over these people, we are now, I believe, in the end game here. And can you speak to the power of perseverance and focus? You literally on the front lines toiling to do this. And then what is it like for you to actually see Jerusalem, to actually be going into the promised land, to now be able to look over the mountain and after this 10,000-mile journey, you're now only a few hundred miles away?
Well, I don't like to address that in a personal way as much as in general. I think if an individual wants, if a person wants to change things, they have to deal in principle. They have to have an ability to state it clearly, and they have to persevere. Perseverance, I think, is very, very important, but you have to have truth on your side, and eventually you do win. Actually, I did not believe we would get this far. I did not believe that the campaign that we ran last year would get very far. So it was much more encouraging to me to realize that there were a lot of people. I believed when I came to Congress, matter of fact, when I ran, I never thought I was even coming to Congress. When I came, I thought, well, my role and responsibility is to try to leave a record saying, you know, what would it be like if you had somebody that took the oath of office very seriously? How would that person vote? Realizing, you know, what I was up against, because I realized I would use the term, we can't really run against Santa Claus, that you're not going to get reelected. So I was surprised I got elected, surprised I got reelected, but pleasantly surprised to find out that this attitude of perseverance and standing for principle, you know, really can bring about, good results. So I'm pleased with it, but it's the power of the ideas more than my personal abilities, quite frankly.
Well, sir, I appreciate your humbleness. I'm not here trying to lavish praise on you for praise's sake. I think as a model or an example of perseverance, you are the standard. You're the blood of courage, and I want you to know that, no, I want you to know I have three children, just like you have a lot of children and grandchildren, and I care about them, and I know that we're going to be a third world hell if you're not successful, if I'm not successful, and I just really do admire you, and I know everybody, for everybody out there, we want to thank you for all you've done.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and evidently our numbers are much bigger than any of us knows. You know the story about the remnant. Nobody can count the remnant. Nobody knows where they are, but they're out there, and I think we each and every one of them are looking for each other, and it's just great to find allies. I always tell people in my crowds, I said, you know, I don't know what tomorrow will bring, and I don't have, I don't have over expectations. But in the meantime, we ought to have an enjoyment of associating with like-minded people and having these goals and ideals, because at least we can say that we made the effort and we communicated. But fortunately for us today, we have seen some fruits of our labor. Can you imagine fighting this battle in 1939 or sometime back then when the New Deal was in and then the world empire was really starting the militarism of the world? I would have thought back in 1938-39 in the Roosevelt era, it must have been pretty humbling for those who were trying to hold these principles together.
We've only got 7 minutes left with the congressman. I'm going to skip this break so we have time to do that. It's a network break. And before he leaves, we're going to talk about his new book, In the Fed, a really a manifesto, a constitution against this abomination, one arm of this larger private crime syndicate. But Congressman, A, what can we do briefly to fight and help you and others that are leading this charge to defeat the Fed quicker in this battle, in this war for truth? A, and then B, what do you think their counterstrikes are going to be? The Governors Association a month ago wrote a letter to the Pentagon and the White House saying, what are you doing saying 379,000 troops they now want for Brigade Homeland through NORTHCOM? And that's also in the Progressive and AP. They are, I don't know if you've seen this, suddenly we're getting YouTube videos from Kingman, Arizona to Louisville, Kentucky of regular National Guard and Army running checkpoints, searching people. We've gone and interviewed them now. And it appears that we're seeing a slow takeover. And former congressman, former Republican leader was in the Dallas Morning News, Dick Armey, just giving you a quick briefing in case I'm sure you know about most of it, saying, yes, he believes Obama may use the flu scare to kind of smokescreen passing health care, gun control, open borders, financial reform, giving the banks more power. So can you speak to what we can do to fight these people and to the whole police state that's really expanding right now?
Well, I'm afraid Posse Comitatus is about dead, according to what Obama wants. You know, when they passed the HIPAA law was the one that said that they were going to protect your medical privacy. In actuality, it was exactly the opposite. Because in that HIPAA law, it said in case of a national emergency, the government has a right to all your records. Now, you talk about a scare. They keep scaring and frightening people, and they put the high executives taking these flu shots and how dangerous it is and on and on. So I think they're almost just welcoming and waiting. Boy, if there's just a little bit more, we can declare all this national emergency stuff. But it's done under, they have set the stage for doing it under medical control and control of disease. It's always, for these wonderful things. But unfortunately, I'm afraid the American people are going to suffer the consequences. But all we can do is expose them for what they are, and hopefully the American people will wake up.
Well, this really hit home for me, and I've talked to the county that Pittsburgh is in. You grew up there. What's the name of the county?
Allegheny.
Yeah, Allegheny. And I talked to the police officer. We got his name. My guys were trying to interview the military and trying to ask him, because there's 2,500 of them there, including regular Army and Air Force, along with National Guard. They said, may we speak to your public relations officer? And they said, no, we're not going to talk to you. Get out of here. And they followed him, got their license plate, and then called up posing as the rental car company, the police department did, and then when they told them who they were, the police officer switched gears and said, well, you're now on terror databases. You'll never get off of it. Laughed at them. And my employees are freaked out. These are just camera guys I've hired. And I called the police officer and I said, did you really do that? And he said, yeah, I did that. He thought it was funny to ruin people's lives.
Yeah. No, that's pretty bad. We don't know how many's doing that, but people enjoy doing that. They get this sense of superiority and they have this power, but it's sort of pervasive throughout the system. Anybody that has this power, I mean, IRS agents love it, and they just like to lord it over other people.
But people of true worth, like yourself, are incredibly humble. I wish we could get these control freaks to realize how fulfilling it is to be good.
Hopefully we can convert some people. I think the true satisfaction in life comes from, being productive, producing something of worthwhile, and being able to take care of oneself. But most people, we're oriented towards saying that the only way that you can be moral and upright is to have a welfare state to make sure everybody's taken care of. Steal from one group and give to another. But I believe true satisfaction for individuals comes from work, hard effort, and the satisfaction that you can take care of yourself and your family, regardless of whether, you're very wealthy or not wealthy, but you maximized your abilities. Today, we do everything to de-emphasize the use of our abilities to assume responsibility for ourselves.
Well, they want us dependent so they can control us, the classic sharecropper system.
Right.
Two final questions. We're going to let you go, Congressman, and
okay.
We admire you, and we're praying for you in the hearings tomorrow. In closing, tell us about In the Fed, the new book coming out, and please give us your take on when you believe the dollar will die.
Well, on the dollar, I don't know. Nobody knows exactly when. Could come any time, but my guess is going to be a couple more years yet.
That'll be devastating?
I really do. I think that's going to be a very bad time, a lot worse than what we've seen so far. And it's going to be that's when there's more likely to be riots in the street because people are going to be very, very angry. They're already angry, but they'll get much angrier. I just hope they can direct their attention the right way. And the Fed has been out for a week, and it's doing pretty well. The best vote for our movement is to buy a book because it's a political vote on this. The more books you sell and the more you show up on the New York Times list, the better off it is. And just as a set aside, I do not take personal benefits from this. This book was donated to the Free Foundation. So I can push the sales of this book not for personal gain. But it is a vote. It is a vote in many ways. If we can get it up to number one, which the revolution was for a short period of time, it will be noticed. It will be noticed. So buying one, two, or three books, they're not all that expensive, will be a vote that sends a message to a lot of people.
And you're not taking personal gain. I've read the book. It's incredibly powerful. It is a manifesto against tyranny. Folks, get In the Fed, even if you know all about it. Buy 20 copies. Give it to friends, family, neighbors. You can go to Amazon, bookstores everywhere. Where are some other places they can link through and get it? Where's the best place to buy it, Congressman?
Well, I imagine the best price is probably Amazon. You can go to, campaignforliberty.com, too, and get it through there. I'm sure it'll be available for a lot of websites. But right now, the quickest way to get it recorded is Amazon.
In the Fed by Congressman Ron Paul, climbing up the top charts. Sir, we have 30 seconds left. Final comment.
All I know is that we're making progress, and I am very pleased. I just hope we can continue this way. And if we do our job, we can win this, but we live in very dangerous times.
God bless you, sir. Godspeed, and say hi to Carol and the rest of the family, and say hi to Wayne and everybody for us. And, again, we'll see you next time.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. There goes Congressman Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. And I skipped two breaks today. I don't normally do that. But those are network breaks. Those sponsors get their breaks back, of course. Don't forget to support us. We're carrying the new film that I consulted on and I'm in, Camp FEMA, available at Infowars.com. That's also a vote for freedom. But get it. Show it to people. Have viewing parties. This film documents the real FEMA camps, the police state, the New World Order, Homeland Security, Northcom. This is such an important film, and I've just been too busy making my other films. I've been intending to make a FEMA camp film, so I told William Lewis when he contacted me, I said, why don't I just help you and advise you? And he did follow my advice. He really knocked it out of the park. It's got a lot of Alex Jones in it. I mean, I'm in it, but it's got a lot of me and my advice on what to make it, what to put in it. And so it's a William Lewis film, but it's got a lot of Alex Jones in it. If you want to really know what I know about the FEMA camps, but I understand my deep research and knowledge, Infowars.com. You can get all our In the Fed T-shirts, Gadsden flag T-shirts, and information at the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Ask about discounts and order on the phone if you'd like, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, Infowars.com. Get Camp FEMA today so we can expand our operation and educate your neighbors.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.